Applied Statistics, Week 2, Tuesday, on the likelihood. The likelihood is a measure of goodness of fit and plays a central role in statistics. So what is meant by a measure of goodness? Well, it's a number by which you can tell if a fit is good or not, if a model matches data. And of course, then you would say, well, I just want the maximum likelihood. And there's a principle in statistics saying that that is exactly what you should seek. You should seek a way of getting the most likely, you could say, model or model parameters. And you do so by taking each observation and multiplying it, well, taking the corresponding probability of that observation, so that's the value of the PDF, and multiplying it together. And when you do that, you simply get some number and you want to maximize this. The interesting thing is that from this principle of maximum likelihood, you can actually, well, deduce a lot of things in statistics. For example, the chi-square is a special case of it, namely when errors are Gaussian. But also, the reason why the mean is defined the way it is and the variance and so on, all of that simply comes from the principle of maximum likelihood. And so I think, well, for that reason, it plays a central role. And we shall also see when to apply a likelihood fit and when to apply a chi-square fit. The latter, the chi-square, has the advantage that you can evaluate if the fit is actually reasonable or not. Not only if it's the best fit, but also if the best version of it is good at all. That is not impossible for the likelihood, but a lot harder. And finally, the likelihood plays a central role in hypothesis testing, because if the likelihood, well, if you can describe things with PDFs, which are perfect, you could say, then something called the likelihood ratio is actually, can be proven to be the best possible test. And from this principle alone, you, well, again, the likelihood plays a central role. We'll see more when we get to hypothesis testing.